Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
How is everyone feeling this morning?
Wonderful, right. Wonderful.
Standing up here and looking out there, you all look so beautiful.
Amen.
You look so lovely. It is good to see everyone here this morning. I am looking to see if there is any first-time visitor in our midst this morning. Do we have any first-time visitors in our midst this morning? So that means we're all family.
Amen.
We're all family. But I want to welcome someone I haven't seen for a while. She's one of our young member. Where is Iman?
She went outside.
Oh, she just stepped out. Okay, well, since we're all family this morning, I just want to welcome each and every one of you. As the pastor is on her way, she is not here yet, and I just want to leave this thought with you. Time is like a river. You cannot touch the same flow of water twice, because it will never pass this way again.
Yes.
So enjoy your moment in life today and receive the blessing that God has in store for you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Did you hear his voice this morning? Amen. God is awesome. God is a wonderful God. God is a loving God. God is so wonderful. How many of us believe this morning that God is in this house this morning? How many of us believe that the Lord is sitting right beside you this morning? How many of us believe this morning in the power of prayer? If you believe in the power of prayer, won't you stand with me this morning? If you believe in the power of prayer, won't you stand with me this morning? And it says that prayer is a key in the hand of faith that will unlock heaven's storehouse. Do you want heaven's storehouse to be open this morning? Are you standing in need of prayer this morning? How many of us this morning standing in need of prayer this morning? How many of us this morning are going through some kind of depression? The lesson talks about depression this morning. Depression is something that so easily beset us, that takes us out of our comfort zone and allow us to see turmoil and just don't think right. Just so confused about life and the things that are happening around us. This morning, I don't know about you, but I'm going through depression. I need the Lord to fix me, to fix my life, to change my life, to change my situation, to change my circumstances so that I can think right and that I'll be able to do his will. If that is you this morning, I want you to come to the altar this morning. Last week, our pastor gave us our knee pads. And I don't know how many of you have your knee pads with you this morning. Do you have your knee pads with you this morning? Nobody have their knee pads this morning? Amen, amen. Because we're going to kneel this morning and we're going to talk to the Lord. We're going to talk to the Lord this morning because indeed we need to be falling prostrate before his throne. I want to invite our pastor to come forward this morning. I want us to be in prayer this morning for our pastor. And not just for our pastor, but I want us to understand what it is that we are going through, not just as a church, but as individual. And I'm sure that we all are going through something, especially in these difficult times, in these trying times. And the enemy is fighting so hard to derail us, to sidetrack us. But we as a church, we as a people are determined by the grace of God this morning that we are going to stand though the heavens fall. If that is you this morning, I want to invite you to come to the altar this morning. Come with your kneeling pad if you do have one. And I want you to have this with you. Let us have this every Sabbath because we're really looking for some Holy Ghost power to come down and to be on each of us and in this church on a regular basis. This morning I got a call from our pastor and she said to me she wasn't feeling well, but she was going to be here this morning. And she's here this morning. And I want us to come. I want to call the elders. If you come forward at this time, if you're feeling pressed, come to the altar this morning. Let us pray for our pastor. Let us pray for one another. Let us encourage one another on our knees. Let us talk to the Lord, our Maker, our King, and our Creator. Because in Him there is power. There is Holy Ghost power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. While we're coming, I want us to take a moment. I want each of us to take a moment. And I want you, in your own words, in your own way, petition the throne of grace this morning on behalf of our pastor. She is in need of our strength. She is in need of the Holy Ghost power in her life at this moment. What we need this morning as we pray. Take a moment, everyone, and talk to the Lord this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the prayers of your saint. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come before your throne this morning. And bending knees, we bow prostrate before your throne. We come to you this morning, Lord, because we are in need of your grace. We are in need of your power. We are in need of the infilling of your Holy Spirit. We come before you this morning because, Lord, we cannot do this by ourselves. We need the Holy Spirit to come in our lives, to live within us, to live in our lives, Lord, so that we can be better people. We come to you this morning, Lord, because you said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I, Jesus, will give you rest. We come to you this morning, Lord, because we are depressed. We are a nation of depression, and we need you, Lord. Renew your strength in us this morning, God. Renew a right spirit within us. Allow us to see thee high and lifted up this morning. And help us, Lord, that we will be in our right mind, especially in these trying times. Your people are calling on you this morning, Lord, because we need you, Lord. Come into our lives, come into our hearts, come into our minds, come into our homes, come into our church, Lord, and be with us this morning. The devil is wrath. The devil is seeking to devour those he may devour. But we are determined, Lord, by your grace, by your power, by your strength, that the devil is a liar and he's a defeated foe. We are determined this morning to stand for you though the heavens fall. We are determined this morning to tell men and women, Lord, of your soon coming, because we know that your coming is at the door. We are determined this morning, Lord, to stand for you, because we know soon you will come and you will take us home. So, Lord, come by here this morning and bless your people, Lord. We pray that you will reach out your hands of love and faith and of miracle, and that you will touch someone this morning and that you will make them whole. We pray in a very special way this morning for our pastor, that, Lord, you will renew her strength in you, that you will touch her from the crown of her head unto the sole of her feet. And may every joint and every muscle be strengthened, Lord, this morning to do your will. We know the devil is trying to take her, Lord, but we know that with you all things are possible. So we bring her before you this morning in a very special way. She is your servant. You have called her. You have sent her here for a mission, for a purpose. Use her, Lord, as never before, and let your will be brought through her to us. Be with us waiting congregation this morning, those that are on their knees. We pray in a special way, Lord. You know each individual circumstances. You know each individual trials and tribulation. Visit each home this morning. Grant each of us, Lord, the blessing we stand in need of, and that we will leave this place rejoicing, knowing that we have been with you, Jesus. Bless the service today, Lord, and grant us your peace. Forgive us of our sins. And when it's all over, may we have a home in your eternal kingdom. This is our prayer we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Boys and girls. Good morning, bigger boys and girls. Do you guys know what this weekend we're celebrating this weekend? Okay, we are. But there's something else we're celebrating. Does anybody know? Valentine's. It's Valentine's weekend. Do you guys feel love? I have a little homework I have to do. I have to go shopping to get something for my husband. But I need you guys' help. I'm going to have to get something, but I think I want to get him some fruits. Okay? Is that okay? So you guys are going to go shopping with me. But I'm not going to buy just any fruits. I want some fruits of the Spirit. Do you guys know what those are? The Ten Commandments. Not quite. It's in line with it, though. The fruits of the Spirit are, they're over there. I put them on the board for you. See that basket? I'm going to ask you guys to put the fruits in the basket. Those are the fruits of the Spirit. So does anybody have a pineapple in their hand? I think that's going to be faithfulness. So if you could just put it by the basket for me, Brianna. There we go. That's my first fruit. So faithfulness. That sounds like a big job. Anybody here faithful? Yeah, you guys are really faithful. That's good. What about an orange? Does anybody have an orange? James, you have an orange. Well, that orange for me is going to be goodness. I'm going to try to be good. I try sometimes, but it's a little bit hard. So I'm buying some more goodness. Is that okay? Does anybody have a strawberry? The strawberry is going to be my self-control. I try sometimes, but sometimes I get angry, and that's not really good, okay? God wants me to have self-control, so thank you for the strawberry. How about an apple? Does anybody have an apple? Okay. That's going to be faith. As adults, sometimes we try to have faith, but sometimes we lose it along the way. Yeah, I have that problem sometimes, so thank you for the apple, okay? Does anybody have a melon? What a melon. Yeah, that's meekness. That's going to represent meekness for me. Okay, so thank you so much for selling me that. I think he's going to be happy when I go home with this basket. What do you guys think? Yeah, I think he's going to be real happy. Anybody has a mango? Yeah. You know what? A mango is golden, it's yellow, it's sweet. That's going to be love. I think I want some more love. Okay? So thank you so much for the love. How about a banana? I think somebody has a banana. Yeah, that's going to be my joy. That's going to be my joy. Sometimes I'm not always happy. My face is all made up sometimes. So that's going to be joy, you guys. So thank you so much for that. Let's see what fruits we have left. That looks like a peach. I'm going to take that peach. I'm going to put it over there, and that's going to be, I think I want it to be my gentleness. Yeah, I think I want that to be my gentleness. Thank you so much. What do you have? Let's see what you have. That looks like some nectarines. I'm going to put that over there, and that's going to be peace. I want some peace. Does anybody down here want some peace? Yeah. See, you guys are making even the other people down here happy. Anybody has a lemon? I'm going to take that lemon. And you know what that's going to represent for me? Temperance. Yeah, that's going to be my temperance. Not all the time am I temperate. So, yeah, that's going to be my temperance. Okay, you guys, we'll put all the other fruits in the basket. Go ahead and put all the other fruits in the basket. And let's see what we're covering up here. There's something right here. Now, I want you guys to look at it. Do you realize each of you gave me a fruit? Everybody gave me one fruit, right? You know what God wants us to have? He wants all of us to have all these fruits. I want you guys to stand there and look at it. Come on. It's a pretty basket. It looks very yummy. But God wants us to have all these fruits. He wants us to be faithful. He wants us to be good. He wants us to have self-control, faithfulness, temperance, meekness, love. Do you guys feel loved? Yeah? That's really nice. How about kindness? Are you guys always kind to everybody you meet? Yeah, so that means I got to sell you some of my kindness that you just gave me. So as you look at it, those are the fruits. Those fruits represent God's spirit, and he wants us to have his spirit as we go throughout our lives, as we go not just through this weekend that we celebrate Valentine's Day, but as we share with our fellow men and be kind to them and be nice to them. So each of you, I want you to take your fruit back. Pick your fruit back. Whatever your fruit was that you put there, just take it. I'm going to let you hold on to that fruit until the end of church. Is that okay? As you hold on to your fruit, remember what your fruit represents. Now, remember I said I was going to get a gift from my husband? I think it's my husband starting to tell you guys thanks. And he has something for you guys. Happy Valentine's Day from Children's Department. Okay, you guys? Let's see if we have any left, then the bigger children will get one. How about that? That's yours, Bree. Okay, you guys, you can go back to your seats.
Smiles in the house of God. Amen. All right, how many of you are ready for a spot quiz? Spot test. Ready? What president is on the face of a $1 bill? Okay, 5. Okay, 10. People are getting shaky here now. 20. Jackson, okay, $2. You know, as I was thinking, I was sitting there and I was talking to the elder, and I didn't get past 5. I got shaky at 10. The point is, on our money is just a bunch of dead presidents. And a lot of times we don't even, aren't even sure who's on what denomination of money. We just know that that piece of paper with that dead person on it carries some weight when we try to purchase something. But the thing about it is, money's a funny thing because it can be worth something one day and then worth nothing the next day. Those of us that have lived a little time on the earth, we can remember, I grew up in New York when you used to be able to go and buy a 25 cents would buy you a slice of pizza. When you went to the candy store, I'm dating myself now, with 25 cents or 50 cents or a dollar, boy, you would come back with a bag full of candy. Come on. Huh? $10 meant something when you went to the gas station. Okay? And there's going to be a day when all of those dead presidents and those pieces of paper are going to mean nothing. It's going to be thrown out in the street. But we put so much stock in that. And, you know, even if you took those presidents and you took them to the tombs of those dead men, it couldn't do anything for them. They wouldn't even acknowledge that you brought them, that you rendered to them those things that belong to them. But the promises of God are valuable. And God says that when we learn to trust him, Brother Martin and I last night, we stayed up till about 1 a.m. just talking about coming to that place where we trust God, because we all say we trust God, but we don't trust God. It's kind of like we believe, but heal our unbelief. And God wants us to get to the point, and that's really what that's what faith means, is where we trust him totally, even to the point of death. And I think our money is just a step away from death, because some of us would die than to give up our money. We put trust in a lot of things. But as we come down to the final chapter of things, we need to put trust in God. We trust our money because the government backs it. But, you know, you just talk to the Mubarak government. Governments can be here one day and gone the next. So we have to learn to trust in God. And so as we make this appeal for offering, really, I'm getting an understanding that really every time we have a chance at offering, it's an opportunity to learn to trust God. Because I know it's hard, bills and all of those things, and we're doing the math, we're all doing the math. Even if you're not good in math, you can do the math. But God is saying, use this opportunity to trust me. I've got you covered, and I will always have you covered as the deacons come forward at this time for the lifting of the tithes and offering. And I love what the pastor said. The I think it was last week or the week before. God's got a crazy way of doing math. He's got that new math. It's not even new math. The schools, they tell me the kids now do new math. God's got the eternal math. Come on forward. God does crazy things with math. Does anyone need a tithe envelope? Does anyone need a trust envelope? A faith envelope? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. And it's not about equal giving. It's about equal sacrifice. That's why the woman with the widow's mite was mentioned. Because God sees all. And if you want to please God, you got to please God with faith. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We love you, God, but our faith is shaky. We're afraid, Father, that somehow you're going to drop us because we can't see around the corner. We can't see beyond what we think is the safety that's found in our wallets or in our bank accounts. But Lord, help us to step out in faith and to trust you, that you might prove yourself trustworthy, and then we will know the rest that comes that you've got us always. Bless this offering and use it for the furtherance of your kingdom, we pray in Jesus' name.
time, and you know, this should be a happy time where we up and on our feet, singing praises unto the Lord, because, you know, if I were a representative of heaven, I think I would be misrepresenting God's character. I would be misrepresented, because I got angry last week for something, and it probably wasn't righteous anger. So I just want to encourage you to check your spiritual meter. And if the needle is, you know, down close to E, you might want to do something about that. So we want to sing a few numbers for praise, and we want to just kind of usher in, if you will. I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but we want the spirit and the angels to feel comfortable amongst us while we make this attempt, as feeble as it is, because we've never heard heavenly music. But hopefully we might get a taste of it today. The song says, with the angels, Lord, we bow before your throne. With the elders, Lord, we worship you alone. Nice and quiet.
discouraged, and why should the shadows come, and why should my heart feel lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eyes on the sparrow. And I know he watches me. Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadow